The following program is rated M for a mature audience. It contains coarse language.
Wait for it.
Welcome to the Well Hung Podcast, where we reach into the well of life and bring you the gems of the week, from news to pop culture. Now, here are your hosts, Diana and Nate.
Hello, Diana.
I just want to tell everybody that Nate wanted to punch some cats earlier because that's how frustrated he is right now. It is the funniest thing because I feel bad. Because I got Chipotle waiting. I could have ate my Chipotle in the time that it took you to figure this shit out.
Or you could have eaten it before you came. If you planned
better. Ain't no one.
What you got going on?
You are asking for the buzz. I got distracted.
Oh, I
do have a lot going on because I'm kind of a big deal.
Mm.
Not really.
Yeah, I understand you went to Cool.
I am a big deal in Cool. They love me and I love them. It's
all,
a mutual
all 53
love.
Residents of Cool.
They were all there. That's what was so dope. It was the night of the fight and we still had an audience. So that was really cool.
That's because they don't have paper. Cool. They don't have paper.
No one's going to pay for that shit because they know they can spend that money on alcohol. Those are my type of people. Like, that's why I loved it there. So awesome. I can't wait to go back. I think I'm going back in August. I'm so excited.
It's
going
to be 115 degrees there.
I'll get a tan. That's cool.
By the way, hey, congratulations. This is the 50th episode.
Oh, fuck. Really?
Yes.
Yay, yes.
It's good that you had something special planned.
Yeah, I totally did. I really did. And it's good that's probably going to be shorter because we're on a time crunch. Oh, and you know, my birthday's tomorrow. When this comes out, my birthday will be the next day.
Yeah.
So this is like a pre-birthday episode for me, and I could talk about how I like don't have friends anymore and I'm not good with people. How was your weekend, Nate?
Well, as we're recording this, I had a weekend in San Francisco.
What happened with the game? Because you were pissed.
The game on Saturday, and this is going to be ancient history by the time you hear this, the Angels were mounting a comeback. The tying run was on third base. The go-ahead run was on first base with two out. And the hitter hammered the ball on its way through the infield, and it hit the Angels base runner.
Ooh.
Which means the base runner is out and the game ended. That's how the game ended.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was like a gigantic what the fuck moment.
Yeah.
So that's how that game ended.
Wow. I feel like how I'm pretty sure even though it's ancient history, people are just going to hear about this because no one really gave a fuck because Saturday was the fight. No offense.
It was an afternoon game. The fight wasn't until 9 o'clock.
But a lot of people I know, like, that's when the party started. Like, here's the thing about the fight. Like,
that's
I don't care.
Stupid.
It's
that's
about
just
parties.
Stupid. We're gonna,
it's like
gonna
a Super Bowl. What
do
people do?
You're going to spend $100 on a fight and then get so drunk that you're going to be passed out before it starts.
No, it's like food and, like, you go for the party instead of paying for the baseball and the fight, like, you pick and choose. That's why comedy shows, I felt like, even though it was a late start, like, some shows, they're just, like, they're probably either too drunk from the party or if it was an early show, I mean, like, this is when we're partying for the party, like, for the fight.
Well, I don't know that most of your listeners give a crap about baseball either way.
Probably, if they know me at
so
all.
That's, you know, it was just a weird, weird ending to a game. And then, you know, and I'll tell this story on the Nate Darling Show about how cheese made things really great and then really terrible.
Ooh, that sounds
so dirty. And then you created a lot of confusion for me because we record on Monday nights normally, and last Monday we did not because I got some health news about my dad. He had a seizure
like
about an hour before we were supposed to start taping. And I was in no mental place to do comedy.
Yeah, understandable.
So I canceled the shows, and that was the last recording in April that we would have had. So this is May 4th when we're recording this, and Star Wars Day. You're all really fucking clever, by the way.
Oh God, I am not.
May the 4th be with you.
No, I only like the ones when they had cats dressed up in a fucking thing. Like waffles, like that's the only one that I liked. Everything else, I was like, nah, I don't need this.
But yeah, you had me confused because we've got the 300th episode of the Nate Darling Show coming up in a couple of weeks. And I want to have everybody here because what we're doing, if you listen to that show as well, and if you don't, we're still doing the same thing I'm going to say briefly. There have been three casts of that show. There's the first cast with myself, Larry Mead, and Mel Gelbart. And then there was a second cast with myself, Ted Sampson, Christiana D., and Becca Costello. And then, of course, the current cast with yourself and Kareem and Sam. And what we're going to do is there are going to be three separate shows dropped that week on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. So it's going to be a mega 300 week.
Oh, that's dope.
So
this is Sparta. Not the
yeah, and so I've already recorded with Mel and Larry, and they were a delight. By the way, you need to listen because they have some dating advice for you.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Okay, I'm excited. It's the one that came out Friday, right?
No, it has not come out yet.
Oh, fuck.
It's coming out in 300. Pay attention, 300 week.
You said you dropped one on Friday, which is why I thought, it was fuck, I'm excited for 300 week.
300 week is coming up before Memorial Day.
Okay.
So that is when that is coming. So the 18th, the 20th, and 22nd is 300 week for that. So it's going to be a very exciting week. We had a lot of stuff. I don't know what we're doing with the current cast, but the first cast is already in the can. It's done. The second cast, there's going to be singing, is all I'm going to say. We've got a singing instructor.
Oh, God.
And there's going to be singing.
How the fuck is the current cast going to top the second one with singing?
Well, we don't necessarily have to.
I'm competitive. I will.
Maybe Kareem and I will start a race riot.
Oh, my God. Yeah, we will just stop. Sam and I, the 300th one, I'm going to just like bring my popcorn finally. I should have saved my Chipotle trip for that day.
So a lot of the fighting that you see on Facebook is just like back and forth. And I've chosen to not engage in any Facebook nonsense. And my life is so much happier. Not trying to solve other people's nonsense that they put out there. They're like, oh, blah, 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 blah. And it's like, you know what? It's wrong. Whatever. I'm going to move on. You had a little different experience with Facebook.
Oh, God. Okay. Here's the thing. I always say I'm right. And to a certain extent, I feel like I am, because I won't claim anything as fact unless I'm 100% sure.
Right.
Every time I talk, 99% of the time I'm stating my opinion. So if my opinion cannot be right or wrong, that everyone's entitled to that. And you're allowed to change your mind. We're adults. You learn.
Oh, good for you.
Well, that's how I see it.
Sorry, there's a little delay on the.
Yeah, I was like, wait, yeah, I feel like that was
my tablet is sort of slow today. So I hit something and there's like a 2 second delay on.
So he was talking about how I'm always right. But anyway, so I respect other people's opinion, which is because I'm trying to see if I'm like holding on to see if there's like a, you're trying to do a sound effect.
Nope.
No. Okay. Because I didn't want that 2 second delay where it's going to make it look weird.
Nope. Or sound weird. I'm just trying to fix it.
So, the thing is, like, I think, like you said, I got to the point where I don't want to solve people's problems. If someone asks a question, I try to help out if I know the answer, unless it's a close friend too. And if they act out of pocket, I will call them out and be like, hey, you should not do this. It's a bad idea. So, what happened was I do have certain morals and values that I hold on to that I don't think are fact. But if you disagree with them, I don't want you in my life.
Okay.
Unless it's a completely, absolutely necessary. So one of them is that I don't think anyone is better than another person solely on race, gender, sexual orientation, or identity. Like, if they're different from you in that aspect, they're still a human being. You're not better than them just because, you know, they're trans or anything like that.
What about pedophiles?
That's number two.
Okay.
If you think being a pedophile is okay, we're not friends.
Oh, well, okay. So gender identity and pedophile pedophile doesn't fall under gender identity then for you?
No, it does not.
Oh, okay.
So that's what I'm saying. That might be a matter of opinion, but this is where I'm going to draw a baseline and be like, that's fine. I don't want you in my life.
Okay.
You can have your opinion. I don't want you in my life. So if you are different from those things, I don't want you in my life. So on Facebook, everyone has an opinion, which is fine. A lot of my good friends post their opinion and I don't agree with it, but it is what it is. And if you can, you know, if you're open to have a discussion, I admire you. That's why we're friends. We can have a discussion and not make it into an argument and be disrespectful.
Right.
So one of my friends posted this comment, and she was one of my good friends, which is why I was so pissed off. And I don't agree. I'm not completely happy with the way I handled it, but at the same time I think I was just tired.
Sure.
Like, of kind of, we were going through some stuff in our friendship, and I guess I was just tired of it.
Mm-hmm.
So what happened was, she made this comment about how the news, the media is way too busy reporting what's going on in Baltimore about the riots,
mm-hmm.
that they're completely overlooking this story. And it was about a spaceship. It was like, the spaceship is out of control, blah, blah, blah. And so I clicked on it. I was like, oh, my God, like maybe this is a bad thing. I clicked on it. Keep in mind, the spaceship is just a supply ship and there's nothing. This is a Russian spaceship, by the way. There's nothing in there.
The Russians are people, too. But
No. There's nothing in there but human waste and supplies.
Right. Okay. Yeah.
And there's no people in there.
Right.
And by the time it hits the Earth's atmosphere, it's going to burn and there's going to be any debris hitting the planet.
Right, I'm familiar with the story. Yeah.
Yes, and then Russia was even like, no, we're cool. Like, this is, we plan for this stuff. It sucks, but like, we'll figure out what's wrong. It's fine. The mission is not in danger.
Right, it's a lost ship. There are no lives in danger.
She thought that was significant enough to report instead of the riots.
Well, we have room for both, I think. I don't think we need 24 hours of Baltimore riot coverage.
But, like, if you're going to say, if we're going to break up Baltimore riot coverage, make it about, like, something else that's going on in the world as opposed to a fucking spaceship. Like, there's Nepal going on right now. There's hella other shit going on right now, like, where, you know, you can compare. It's basically saying, like, to me, it was saying, like, oh, Paris Hilton got a new dog. We should be reporting that instead of this. And if she said, hey, this is going on as well, I would have been like, okay, that's fine. But. Because she, in her mind, she doesn't think the riots are significant enough to report because she thinks riots are stupid.
Okay.
Which is fine. If you think riots are stupid, that's fine. But if you're going to devalue what's going on in our country compared to a spaceship that has no one on it, if there was one person on it, I'd been like, okay, I get it. There's literally nothing. It happens. That's like reporting a fender bender.
If Sandra Bullock were on it, you'd be concerned.
Yes, I would be very concerned. That should be national news 24/7. But there wasn't. So I was just like, dude, it's a difference of like values and opinion. I don't understand why you would think this is more important, right? Like, that's what confused me. Mm-hmm. And then she responded just like, oh, well, because I told her, I'm like, not the whole thing in Baltimore is about riots. There's peaceful protests, too. That's going on as well, not just the riots. And then but the news is not reporting that. And she was like, well, thank you for educating me. And now I know I can sleep better. Just super sarcastic.
Right.
And I was like, okay, you obviously can't have a conversation about this. You're just going to dismiss me like that because my opinion is different than yours.
Mm-hmm.
In addition to your opinion really values that over like a spaceship over that. Like, I just was like, I can't do this. Like, there's some things when people... I'm friends with people on Facebook and they post like a homophobic thing, which is not from ignorance, a homophobic, like a hateful thing. Like someone posting like, I hate all black people. I hate all white people. Something stupid like that.
Right.
I'm going to defriend you.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely.
I don't have time for active ignorance. And then this other girl, she posted the same thing. Like this should happen. Like we should post talk about the spaceship instead of like the rights. I'm like, okay, I'm not understanding. Like, so is this a joke? Like, do you really don't think this is a big deal to be talking about? And she's like, no, because riots are dumb. And I was like, well, I tried to like tell her what's going on. And she's like, well, and I said, when you just say riots are dumb and that's your only argument, you sound ignorant. And she said, I'm not ignorant because this is where the stats came from. I'm not ignorant because I might not know all the information, but I know enough to form an opinion.
Okay.
And I was like, okay, I'm going to defriend you. Because you just define ignorance. If you're just going to be like, this is my opinion. I don't care what you tell me. I'm not changing my opinion. And your opinion was not based on facts?
Well, I mean, to be fair, you can have an opinion and have it be valid that riots are stupid.
Yeah, but if it's valid,
and
yeah.
Destructive. No, but riots are destructive. They are. Peaceful protests, protests as a whole is very different than riots. If your opinion is riots are stupid, they're a waste of time, they're destructive, and I don't want to hear about them, then I think that's a valid point of view.
No, that's a valid point of view if that's your point of view. But if all you can tell me is riots are stupid, and you're like, it's just stupid, I'm like, you can't have a conversation about this. You're wasting my time. In addition to, if you think that's the only thing going on, because she was only thinking about the riots. She wasn't thinking about the issue. And I was like, you know, this is a bigger issue, which is why people are upset. There are peaceful protests going on. This is an issue that is important to our country. Why do you think the spaceship is more important? What about that? And she was just like, it's my opinion, riots are stupid. I'm like, I that's not what we're talking about anymore.
She didn't want to have a conversation.
No, because she couldn't. I know her as a person. She just couldn't.
Okay.
If you're going to come up to me and you're going to say that you have an opinion and you don't base it off of facts, I'm done with you. Like, that's active ignorance. If you can have a conversation with someone, I feel like it changes. You can, it's okay to have your opinion. You can, we can be civil about it.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. Although there are times, and I don't know this person, so I don't know, but there are times when I'm like, you know what? I really don't feel like having a debate about this thing that you and I disagree about. And that's, if there are just certain times, and I'll tell you, I'll be like, look, I'm in no mood to debate this. You're going to have your opinion. I'm going to have my opinion. I don't think either one of us are swaying. So let's just not. Let's
but
just
does
not.
That happen like immediately?
Some, it depends. If I'm in a really pissy mood, it can. Yes. Not always. It's usually something that builds up over a long period of time, or when a topic has just been beaten into the ground, just into the ground. The whole, for example, the Ferguson protests and everything that launched out of that. There were people that were rushing in and going, "This happened. This happened. This happened." And it's like, no, let's wait for everything to come back and we'll find out what actually happened. And no, they're like, no, that's not what happened. This is what happens. Like, you weren't there. Not only weren't you there, you have no idea what you're talking about. But you're willing to just jump in and go, no, that's what happened. That's what happened because these eyewitnesses are said that's what happened. When the evidence came back, that's not exactly what happened. And there are plenty of instances where cops do things that are absolutely fucking horrible. The guy that shot the guy in South Carolina.
Oh, that was
who's
bad.
Up for he's been charged with murder. He's been charged with murder. And there are other things that look awful on the face of them, or when you know a little part of them. But when you see the whole picture of them, there is some justification for what happened. And to rush in every instance and say, oh, no, here's what happened, and this is because of this, is only making it easier for people to go, look, you're just making blanket statements without the facts.
See, that's what angers me, though. So what I'm saying, like, if I'm like, I would do the same thing. We could be on the same page, but if they're going to have a we can be on the same page and still have a discussion about a topic. We're sure. Not, it's not going to be like, oh, my God, we agree about everything. It's just like you want to just talk. Right. So so if someone is on the same page with me, but if they have no facts, then I'm just kind of like, I don't know. I feel like you're basing it. You don't have any foundation. So for like in that situation, if someone wanted to talk about Ferguson before all the facts came out, I would have been in your shoes and been like, hey, honestly, let's just wait. And if the person was like, no, I'm like, then obviously we're just going to be different, because my opinion as a person is we should wait. Your opinion is you think you know the facts before everything came out.
Yeah. I would have much.
That's like different values, in my opinion, as opposed to like, in my opinion about values. But
for, if you want to go back to that time, around that time, a little bit after, there was a, I think, 11 or 12 year old. There had been a report. There was somebody with a gun in a park, and the cops rolled up and within 5 seconds shot this kid dead. He had a toy gun. I would have much rather had a conversation about that than about what happened in Ferguson. Now, they went through Ferguson and they found a lot of other systemic problems where basically they're just taxing people for being black by handing out tickets, which is a whole other thing. But what happened in Cleveland was very, they just rolled up and it was like, ba-da-da, ba-da-da, bang, 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 and you got a dead kid. There was no fighting over a gun. There was no charging at a cop. There was none of that. And it was all on video from moment one. It's like, here come the cops. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. The kid's dead now. That to me would have been a bigger rallying point than the thing that, you know, the way things played out in Ferguson. And when you start making your anchor points things that are not black and white, pardon the pun, then it makes it harder for more people to go, yeah, you're absolutely right, because you have so much ambiguity in these things. And then you get people who might be on the fringes going, I don't know.
Well, that's why opinions are like, I'm kind of scared, because like, that's, you know, everyone's so divided when there's so much ambiguity. I think the fact that it's so popular is because there's so much ambiguity and people can debate it and people love being right over another person. Like, that's my opinion of it, why it happened that way. Because if you break it down, yeah, I think they, if they rallied behind that case, a lot, like, it'd make way more sense than what happened in Ferguson. Yeah. I agree with that. And I'm sure someone doesn't agree with that. And they, we can talk about why. But in my mind, I, even though I agree with your point, I can see why what happened happened. Yeah. I'm not saying it's right, but I can see it. It's logic based on facts. Then, you know, you can, I feel like if there's facts, you don't have to agree with the person, but you can be like, all right, I see why you see that. And then at the end of the day, that's what's different. And then we can't agree anymore, but we can have a conversation about and learn something and learn at least some type of empathy or sympathy where we can move forward and get better. But we're not at that point and we're not doing that. And that's what frustrates me. And those people that aren't willing to have a conversation,
right,
I have a hard time being with in my close circle of friends. Anyone else, I can go out and party with anybody, that's fine, but we're not talking about issues that really matter to us.
Diana's doing body shops off Hitler. What?
Oh, yeah. See, that's the thing. Yeah, if that was a real...
Hitler doing body shots off Hitler. That would be great.
Oh, my God. That would... Oh, the pictures. You know, it'd be sad if I did that like 20 years later and then someone was like, oh, my God, I told you Hitler was alive. He's kicking it with Tupac and Biggie. She's taking body shots off of him, like some stupid shit like that.
By the way, you would love this. The San Francisco Giants, going back to the game, they have Heritage Night for pretty much everyone.
Yeah.
And they break out every sort of breakout of Asian that they can, because it's the Bay Area. There is virtually every appreciation night. I'm not sure if there's a Korean one.
Oh, I didn't know that. That's hella messed up.
I don't know.
Oh my God. That's hella funny.
I know there's several of them, but,
yeah, cause my friends got all excited about Filipino night. It's weird for me because when I grew up all the way until I moved back to San Francisco I moved back to California in 2008.
Sure.
I didn't think Filipinos really existed.
I remember that, yes.
Because the one Filipino I knew was half white, and he was the whitest boy I have ever met. And so he was like, I'm Filipino. I'm like, I don't know what that means. And so I ignored it and just put him in the white category. So if you asked me about him, I'd be like, oh yeah, white boy. Like, and they would know who I'm talking about. Like, so I feel bad about that. But then when I moved to the Bay, I was like, oh my God, you guys have Filipinos. So I didn't know they had other ones besides Filipinos. I didn't know Koreans were getting cut on this. So now I feel like I should be angry, but I'm kind of like, I don't give a fuck. Yeah. And most Koreans don't.
Yeah. The Filipino Heritage Night number one, by the way, number one, was on Friday. So that's already happened. Let's see. Chinese Heritage Night's coming up May 28th. Let's see what else we got coming up. Autism Awareness Night, Drunken This Night, Drunk Portuguese Heritage Night,
Portuguese,
then Italian Heritage Night.
Well, they have Little Italy in San Francisco, so that makes sense.
Yeah, they do. Native American Heritage Night is coming up.
That makes sense.
The special, here's one for you, Saturday, June 27th. LGBT
the
night.
The gays got it and the Koreans don't.
And it's a giveaway night. Giants world champion Skyline socks. So
I don't even. Fucking gays. Yes, give the gay socks.
High socks for the gays. That'd be great.
That's right before Pride too.
Firefighter appreciation night. Bruce Lee's 75th birthday celebration.
Oh my God, I'm done with this. If they don't have Koreans after this, I'm done. I'm done.
Jewish Heritage Night. That's coming up
that
in July.
That makes
sense. Law Enforcement Appreciation, Irish Heritage Night. They were going through. I'm looking at some of the plate. Filipino Heritage Night number 2 is on September 15th. Polynesian Heritage Night, September 18th. Star Wars Day, no. No, there is no Korean.
Wow.
Night. I'm sorry.
Star Wars Day. Of course, like fucking the May the 4th or whatever the fucking bullshit. And then fucking, I mean, I get everything, like why we should be proud of that shit and stuff. Like, I get it. But overall, really? Really, Giants? You're really fucking over my people? Like, we already share Koreatown with Japantown, okay? So, like, you're really going to do us like
well,
that.
Well, I guess you're going to have to share Japanese night then.
Oh, fucking hell. It's Koreans will love that. We just don't give a shit.
Apparently not.
Oh, no.
So that's not happening. Sorry. I really feel bad now.
You kind of should. Now I really just want to eat my Chipotle and forget today just happened. Well, pretty in a bad mood.
Well, Madonna may be having second thoughts about that onstage kiss that she had with Drake at the Coachella Music Festival. During an online question and answer session, the 56-year-old singer was asked whether Drake, who's 28 years younger, was a good kisser. And she said, "You asked the million-dollar question. I kissed a girl and I liked it."
She's so good at her digs, though. She is so good at those.
She's such an old bitch. When another fan asked what advice Madonna would give her younger self, knowing what she knows now, she replies, "Don't kiss Drake, no matter how many times he begs you to." After the kiss, which took place while Drake was seated on stage, he responded by leaning forward and covering his mouth. "Don't misinterpret my shock," he explained in an Instagram post.
I love that.
"I got to make out with the Queen, Madonna, and I feel 100 about that forever. Thank you, Madonna." I don't think he did.
I don't know. Because he tried to save himself, and then Madonna was like, "No, motherfucker, you know. You don't disrespect the Queen like that." Like,
she jammed her tongue so far down his throat.
That doesn't look cute.
No, it looks like she engaged his gag reflex.
You know, it was like and it was probably pretty good, Drake, because he didn't throw up.
Oh,
but like,
oh, you know what? Maybe he didn't have a gag reflex, and that's where the girl thing came in.
Exactly.
What? That's right. You heard it here first. Drake can deep throat.
Yes.
Allegedly,
so we don't get sued. But that looks like the Spider-Man kiss just a little bit. Like if Madonna was like, or yeah,
if
Drake was Spider-Man.
If Drake were upside down.
Yeah,
yes.
It's a Spider-Man kiss. And that, they from based on what Tobey Maguire and Emma Stone?
No.
No, who?
No, Emma Stone came later.
Yeah. Who's the redhead? Damn it. But, like, they even were like, yeah, that's one of the hardest scenes to do because, like, Toby was, like, uncomfortable, especially with the rain going down his nose.
It was
she was hot.
Kristen Dunst.
Yes. Not Emma Stone. Ooh, no. That was bad. I feel
Emma
like
Emma Stone was way later.
Yeah,
in the game.
I feel like I lost fans on that one.
I think so. So basically what you're saying is you've lost friends over Facebook.
I lose friends a lot over my opinion because I feel like I have these. I'm not saying that I will never talk to you or I won't be cordial to you. I'm just saying you can't, like, I don't want to spend my free time. I have very little free time. So if I like to spend it with people that I feel like I can be safe in the sense we agree on certain things. Because if I'm hanging out with you and you tell me you're a pedophile, I'm going to, like, dip. I'm going to not want to hang out with you.
That's fair.
That's not to say someone else won't.
Well, sure. Someone will always hang out with a pedophile.
Yeah, but, you know, I'm just like, I don't want to be one of those people. So we can disagree on that. But I have my values. And so if I lose people because of that, that's fine. But if you're going to base your opinions on just stuff you read on the internet or, like, even if you don't know all the facts and you're like, I already have an opinion. I'm like, what about this? I don't care. I don't think we're going to be friends either. So I don't know. Bitches preach. Don't be ignorant. I feel like you should be open to facts.
You should be open to facts. It's a good place to leave it. The 50th episode of the Well Hung Podcast,
yeah, that's,
everybody.
That's it. That's me talking about how I lost friends because I did this podcast for 50 episodes.
You lost friends because you didn't want to hear their nonsense on Facebook.
I know. I fucking
stop it.
Hate that so much.
Hey, and because it's the 50th, we're gonna go out with gold.
Yeah. Oh, and if you want to buy me presents on Amazon.
What's your birth date? The actual date.
The 12th of May.
Of May. Yeah. May the 12th.
May the 12th be with you. See,
yes. If you're going to get Diana a present on Amazon and you can have them shipped right to her, you don't have to actually see her. It's best that way. Please go to our website first. It's natedarlingshow.com. Click the Shop Amazon tab and then buy the discounted items at will. It doesn't cost you anything extra. It helps support the show and we do appreciate it. So, thanks. It'd be a nice thing to do for me and for Diana to keep the Well Hung Podcast rolling along.
Yes, please. Thank you.
All right. Excellent. And then we'll be seeing you down the road with a few more shows. Maybe not next week.
No.
No. Because
I have a show in San Francisco.
That's right. You're off. And then it's 300 week.
Yes.
So 2 weeks off for the Well Hung Podcast.
Hell yeah. I'm just kidding. I miss you guys.
We'll see you in a while. Bye then.